Well, hello, boys and girls. Anybody out there? Hello. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed that. Excuse me, I'm going to steal the music stand, okay? But I'm going to leave it back, don't worry. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed hearing everything that you said and learning about what you've been doing in Sunday school. Have you enjoyed your year? Yes, that's great to hear. It's always great to learn from God's Word, the Bible, to hear what God is teaching us. Now, who's got one of these? Right, a few of the older ones, some of the younger ones have one of these. I've had one of these for quite a few years, right? What do you think is the thing that people do the most on their phone? It used to be phoning, and then it used to be texting. What do you think people do most now? Some of you older ones, I know you know what it is, yep. Taking pictures, that's right. Whether you're sending pictures of your photos to your family, or you're sending pictures on to Facebook or Snapchat or WhatsApp or all these fancy apps that you have, everybody loves to send photos now. But you know what? Didn't used to be like that. Some of the older people in the building will know what I'm about to take out of this box. They're all admitting they don't know this. Pretend they don't know what it is. Anybody ever seen one of these before? Blank faces at the front. Do you know what this is? All the photographers in the room are screaming that I've wrecked it. That is film. That's what you used to take your photographs onto before you had your iPhones and your Androids and all your cameras. I leave this at the front and you can come and look at it. I've already wrecked it anyway. So you can come up and have a look at it at the end. That's what you used to put your photos onto. You put this into your camera and it took a photo. And then once the whole roll was finished, you used to bring it to the chemist. And when you brought it to the chemist, they would have given you a little envelope a bit like this. Anybody ever seen something like this before? Mm-hmm. Imagine having to go to all this effort just to see a photo. You weren't even able to see it on the camera. And then you opened up the envelope. And then you got to see your photographs. How'd you like to have to do that every time you saw a photograph or took one? Yeah, it would take a while. It'd be a bit of a nuisance, wouldn't it? Well, these are photographs. And this is where I'm going to embarrass myself. Because these are photographs of me growing up. So this is me with my dad. And let's see what else have we got. This is me with my granda doing a bit of digging in a pile of sand. And what else have we got? This is me with my nanny outside. And this is me at one of my early birthdays with my train birthday cake. Yes, I had a train birthday cake. That's all the effort you had to used to go to years ago to get photographs. But you see, if you were to look through these photographs, you might be able to guess what's going on. I mean, you might have worked out that that was my dad. You probably would have. I mean, you might have worked out that that was my granda. But you see, really what you need when somebody shows you photographs is to explain them. Do you ever show somebody your holiday photos? What do you say as soon as you flick to it on your phone? This is me here, and then we did this, and we did the other, and that's the view that you can see from this window, and we saw this snail on the beach, and it was here, and we did that. You need somebody to explain to you what the photos mean, don't you? I was thinking this week, you've been looking at the life of Jesus, am I right? Yeah, and you've been thinking about all the things that Jesus did over his life, and I thought, I wonder, imagine if somebody had taken pictures of Jesus throughout his life. Now, there are obviously no cameras 2,000 years ago, but I want us to pretend, and I've got my giant envelope of photographs here. And some of you may have seen some of these photos before. They're not really photographs, they're just drawings because there were no cameras back in those days. But we can maybe imagine what it might have been like. You see, if people would have taken pictures of Jesus' life, they might have just seen, well, there's a nice photograph of a baby in a manger. There's a nice photograph of a baby with its mom and its dad. And, well, that's just a really nice photograph. You see, if you were to show people photographs of the life of Jesus, that's all it would be. They'd just be photographs. We need a way to understand exactly what they mean. Where do you think we go to learn about the life of Jesus? You've been doing it all year. Yep. Yes, but when you get to church, what happens? Where do you find out about the life of Jesus? Yep. In the Bible, that's right. We need to open up God's word, and we need to see what God's word says about the Lord Jesus. I'm going to show you some photographs. Of course, they're not really photographs. And we're going to talk about things that you've been learning all year, but I think for some of the bigger people, we can talk through the life of Jesus. And we're going to learn really quickly as we zoom through his life, some things that if you were to just look at a photo, you mightn't think. But when we go to the Bible, we learn so much more about him. You see, when we look at this picture, this isn't just any baby lying in a manger. This is the Son of God. This is a baby that God had said he was going to send. This is his own son. And Mary and Joseph, they knew that he was going to be born. They even knew what he was going to be called. And although they didn't know all of the details, they knew what he had been sent to do. He had been sent to save their people from their sin. You see, you might look at a little baby, and I know there's some very young children in the meeting here this afternoon, and you might think, oh, isn't that just a lovely little baby? But we all know that babies misbehave sometimes, don't they? They shout and they cry and they throw things across the room. But you see this baby? The Lord Jesus never did anything wrong. He was a perfect baby. All the parents are going, imagine that. Imagine having a perfect baby. He never did anything wrong. And you see, that's really important, as I'm sure you've been learning this year, that it's really important that the Lord Jesus was perfect, because if he wasn't perfect, he couldn't have done the job that he was sent to do. That's our first picture. Here's the second one. This is a few years later in Jesus' life. And in this picture, he's with lots of religious people. And what do you see in their face? They're amazed. You see, you might look at this photo, and some of the older people might look at this and go, oh, that's just a picture of a boy. That's a picture of a boy with lots of older people. But you see, when we turn to the Bible, we know that this is so much more than that. This is a picture of a boy who had amazing knowledge. Jesus' knowledge was so amazing that all of the older people who had studied the scriptures their whole life, they sat back and they went, whoa, how does he know all this stuff? How does he know it so well? How does he know about God so much? How did he know so much about God? Who can tell me? Because he was the Son of God. You see, Jesus' knowledge was incredible. In fact, do you know how much God knows? Absolutely everything. You might think, whoa, that's a scary thought. And you know what? It kind of is. God knows everything that we think. God knows everything we've ever done. God knows everything we're going to do in the future. Imagine that. Imagine being able to know all of that. Well, God does. You see, God knows the times that you've disobeyed. And maybe you think, you know, it's okay, right, we'll go to church and they talk about sin and all that. But God doesn't know the things I've done. I do them in secret. I'm really nice and I'm a really happy person. I'm a really kind person. I never hurt anybody. Yet sometimes I think things that I shouldn't, but I would never say them out loud. God knows the things that you think. God knows the things that you do when nobody else is watching. Because he knows absolutely everything. But you see, there's another side to that. Maybe you are somebody who has asked the Lord Jesus to save you. Somebody that we call a Christian. I wonder, do you ever think about the fact that God knows everything about you? Maybe some of you are in your room at night and you're ready to go to bed and you think, I'm really sad today. That person was so nasty to me at break time. Nobody cares, but God does. God knows because he knows everything. Maybe some of you older ones are changing school and you're thinking, this is just so difficult. This is so different to what I've been used to. Who on earth would understand what I'm going through? God does. God knows exactly what you're going through. He understands exactly what you're going through. That's why if you're a Christian, it's so important to talk to him. He knows and he understands. You wouldn't get any of that from just looking at a picture. You have to look at the Bible to know more. Let's see what's next in our envelope of photos. Ah, here we have a man out for a walk with some other man, isn't that right? But who is this with who? With who? his Jesus with his disciples, that's right. You see, Jesus had all these men that walked around with him, and they listened to him teach, and they listened carefully to the things that he was saying. These were things that were blowing their minds. They'd never heard things like this before. This man understood the Bible in a way that they had never heard it taught. In fact, the scriptures seemed to talk about this man. Jesus seemed to be doing the things that the Bible said that someday somebody was going to do. And that's because he was that person. And Jesus went about and he taught his disciples, and they watched him as he healed people and as he spoke things and as he did things, and they were listening so carefully. You see, Jesus didn't keep all that knowledge to himself. Here's what the Bible tells us. Jesus said, everything the Father tells, I do. Jesus was so obedient to his Father because his Father was God and he was God's Son. So the Father told Jesus, and then Jesus taught his disciples the things that he knew. And do you know what Jesus told his disciples to do? Go and tell these things to other people. And the disciples, they would have gone and they would have told people and they would have told people and they would have told people and they would have told people. Until 2,000 years ago, somebody tells you. It all started with the Lord Jesus. Jesus taught his disciples, and Jesus' disciples taught others. Do you see all the good news that you've heard this year? God doesn't want you to keep it to yourself. Do you see, if you're a Christian, boy, girl, young person, God wants you to tell others. He wants you to tell others the gospel. Who's heard that word before? Gospel. Gospel just means good news. He wants you to tell others the good news. Don't keep it to yourself. You've got all this knowledge. You're so smart after everything that you've learned this year. Don't keep it all to yourself. Tell other people the good news that you've heard. Tell other people the things you've learned from the life of Jesus about what he has done for you and what he can do for them. I wonder what our next one's going to be. You see, the disciples would have noticed that Jesus, well, he was able to do things that other people weren't able to do. What happened in this story? Looks like somebody just pouring a glass of juice. But what actually happened? You know from the Bible. Yep. He made water turn into wine. Can anybody in here do that? No. I'm sure as the disciples watched that, they thought, whoa, this man is powerful. He is able to do things that other people aren't able to do. And then maybe, as they were going on, they noticed, hold on a second. Is this just a picture of people in a storm? What happened in this? The storm was calmed. They're all in the boat. They're there. And there's this huge storm that's whipped up. And everybody's really frightened. But Jesus wasn't frightened. In fact, Jesus got up and he said to the storm, peace, be still. And it was totally calm. I'm sure the disciples were watching going, what? That's what they said. They said, he speaks to the wind and the waves and they obey him. Imagine knowing somebody who has that power. You see, maybe you, and maybe particularly some of you older people who have maybe heard about the gospel so many times, you think, oh, God, sure, what's God got to do with me? What would God be able to do for me? God is all powerful. God is all powerful. God is not just some person that sits away up in the clouds and doesn't really interfere with life down here. God has more power than you or I could ever imagine. Imagine having that person with you, guiding you, comforting you every single day. Do you see, if you're a Christian boy or girl? He is. He is guiding and he is helping you. The same God that calmed the sea is helping you live your life every day. One day they were with Jesus and this man starts to shout. Does anybody know what he shouted? Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Help me. Help me. And the people were going, shush, Bartimaeus, be quiet. Nobody wants to hear you. But Jesus did. He was blind, he couldn't see. And Jesus said to him, what do you want? What did he ask for? He asked to see again, that's right. And do you know what Jesus did? He gave him back his sight. Imagine that. Imagine the power that Jesus had. He wasn't just any man. He wasn't just like you or like me. He was human. He was real. You could have touched him. He was a human. But he was also God. He was also God sent from heaven to earth. And I'm sure a lot of the people that were with Jesus were thinking, what's he doing here? Why is this man with us? Why has he come now? Why has he chosen to be with us? Why is he doing all these things with us? Why is he showing us this? Maybe if you were to take a photo later on in Jesus' life, maybe then we would understand a bit more. Imagine if you were showing these photos to people and they had seen this little baby that was born. They had seen this boy who was teaching others. They had seen this man who was leading his disciples. They had seen this man who was so powerful and so kind that he healed people and he helped them out at the wedding when they ran out of wine. And he did so many amazing things. He calmed the storm. And the next thing, he's being killed. Well, what did he do wrong? We'll have to go back. Where did it all go wrong? Did we miss a photo? No. Well, what did he do wrong? I thought you said he was perfect. Well, he was perfect. Well, he didn't do anything wrong. And yet he was still killed on a cross. The older ones were saying they spent 6 weeks looking at the lead up to this. You could spend years looking into it. You see, if you were to look at a photo, you would say, oh, that man must have done something to deserve it. But when you open God's word, you see that the Bible says that no. Jesus was absolutely perfect. And this was all part of God's plan. This was always going to happen. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't that something went wrong. It wasn't that God looked down from heaven and went, oh no, how did that happen? It was all part of God's plan. You see, you've learned this all year. That's why God the Father sent his son Jesus to earth. It was to die on a cross so that he could take the sins of the world. Imagine God being so loving and so kind to do that. Why did God do it? He did it because he knew that the people who lived on this earth could never be in heaven with him because of all the wrong things that they do. He did it because he knew that if everybody in the world died, they wouldn't go to heaven because they're not perfect. You see, heaven's perfect. God's perfect. God demands perfection. And you're going, what? I'm a Christian, but I'm not perfect? What does that mean? Because you see, when you die or when Jesus comes back, God's not going to look at you if you're a Christian and want to see if you're perfect, because we all do things wrong. When you die or when Jesus comes back, if you're a Christian, if you're somebody who's put their trust in the Lord Jesus, God's going to look at Jesus and look to see if he's perfect. Do you think he is? Yeah, he's perfect. That's how amazing God's plan was, that Jesus would take the place of his people. Wow. Imagine that. You see, if somebody was just to show you this photo, you might think, oh, well, that went wrong. But now we look at it and we know from the Bible, this was all part of God's amazing plan. So Jesus is dead then, isn't that right? He's dead? Say no. No, because the next photo is of this. He's alive again. He rose from the grave 3 days later. Jesus is so powerful. Not only can he control nature, not only can he turn water into wine, not only can he make people's sight come back, he has power over death itself. That's powerful, isn't it? And it's such good news that Jesus rose again. He has defeated death forever. And that doesn't mean people won't die. People will still die. But it means that when you die, if you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, you can go to heaven to be with Him forever. But you know, sometimes we talk about that as if, well, that's all being a Christian's about. It's just about getting to heaven. You know, isn't that why we ask Jesus to save us from our sins so we can get to heaven? Well, I mean, yes. But it's so much more than that. You see, when Jesus in this photo left, He wasn't going forever. He was coming back. He told His disciples, you have a job to do while I go. I'm going away for a while, but you have a job to do. And I'm going to be with you. It's not that someday, yes, we're going to go to heaven and that's great. God is with you if you're a Christian. He is helping you. He is guiding you. He is comforting you every single day. It's about having a relationship with God. That's why it's so good to read your Bible. That's why it's so good to pray. That's why it's so good to remind yourself of all the wonderful truths that are in God's Word. And someday Jesus is going to come back. I don't know when. Someday He's going to come back and it's going to be wonderful because He's going to take His people to heaven to be with Him forever. I'm really excited about when Jesus comes back. I hope that you're ready for that day. I hope that you have asked the Lord Jesus to forgive you for all the wrong things that you've done. You see, you quoted a verse earlier, and it's a great verse. It's in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. He sent His Son because He loved the world. That whoever believes in Him won't perish, but have everlasting life. That's the good news that we can tell others. That's the good news that the Bible tells us. I hope that whenever somebody asks you about the life of Jesus and what you've been learning, that you don't just tell them about what happened in the stories. You tell them why. You tell them why Jesus came. You tell them why He knew so much. You tell them why He had so much power. You tell them why He died and rose again. And that they can have their sins forgiven as well.